Saturday night in Hell City. Same as any other night. Hot, sticky, and full of danger. Just the way I like it, though I could do without the heat. Hard to imagine how the day gets when the night is the way it is. Fact is, I can't remember the last time I've seen the light of day. Just as well, because this private eye sees a hell of a lot better in the dark. There's something about the night where people let loose their vices and indulge in their obsessions. While normal folks are locked away in their homes, the creeps and the freaks prowl the streets. They hide in the shadows in the night, causing trouble and making short work of those that are unlucky enough to cross their path. I guess I'm just another one of these creatures of the night. Yeah, I'm a detective, but with a sense of justice, it only lasts as long as the money I'm paid. When I was younger, I had grand dreams of cleaning up this dump, ridding the streets of the crime, the drugs, the filth. But this place just chews you up and spits you out. I fell into the grinder too. Now here I am. Nowadays, the city limits feel like they're on the other side of the world. There's no getting out of here though, so I just gotta make it work for me. Whether it's finding someone or making sure they ain't found, Dirk Trace is your man. Number one gumshoe. It's been slow going at this dang old gig lately, so why don't we head out and see if we can find us a drink or maybe some trouble. You coming? I could use the company. We'll be right back. Out on the streets tonight, you'd think it's a sleepy little township. Things are so quiet around here. Not a single problem for this private eye to take on. Nights like these, I have a hard time relaxing. If I can't keep myself busy, I'll just drive myself crazy. Nothing else to do, though. When I do find myself dozing off here and there, I got these weird dreams. Flashbacks, even. In one dream, I'm a spaceman. Another, a cowboy. Sometimes even this one blustering schmo, he talks a whole hell of a lot, but doesn't say anything of substance. I ain't got time to see a shrink, so I just pass it off like something bubbling up in my mind from all the work. Anyway, so I drop by my local watering hole, that little place that my friend Jimmy Bogato runs. See how things were going and try to get my mind settled down. Things were slow all over, even in the newspaper I was reading. The only problem it had was the missing sports section. I was looking for the latest on the baseball scores, but tonight, just doesn't seem to be my night. So there I was, sipping away on a nice cold beer when Jimmy comes up to me.
Hey, DT, I got someone on the line for you. You gotta keep it short, though. I don't like paying your phone bill. Ha ha!
All right, Jimmy.
Man, a few words tonight, hey, DT?
Yeah, you ain't wrong about that. Hello? What do you want?
Hello, D. It's the real D.
Eh? The hell you talking about? Don't be wasting my time here.
You ever been to Hollywood, Tracy?
What kind of question? Listen, pal. I don't got time for this malarkey. If you got a missing relative or an unfaithful spouse or something, I'm happy to help. If you're just one of them prank callers, then tell your story, walking kid.
Oh, I'm no kid, Tracy, no. You see, I'm the king. King of the universe, in fact. And you, just a pawn in my little game here.
All right, enough of...
Don't hang up just yet. I got a little surprise for you. Check your left wrist, under the watch. Yeah, you see that little bump?
What the hell is this?
Oh, just what we call a little movie magic. Don't get me wrong, though. That tiny contraption there can blow you to pieces if I so choose. You see, Tracy? You're mine now. And I got something I want you to do. But first, there's someplace I need you to be. Now, if you're thinking this is a big joke, then try me. You leave the city limits, you dilly-dally too long. Pop goes the private eye, you dig? Now, here's the address, and you better write it down.
Jimmy, pen and paper, pronto.
Attaboy, Tracy. Attaboy. It'll do you well to listen to me. I want you here before the sun rises, you got it? I'm not a patient man, so make it quick. We got a little dirty business to take care of. I've had my fill of DIY work, so I'm putting you on the case. You afraid of a little blood? Ah, cut from the same cloth, you and I. Another thing, I hope you aren't scared of your own reflection, Tracy. It's gonna be a real interesting night for you. Now get moving. Hollywood doesn't like to be kept waiting.
Jeez, Tracy, alright. Looks like you just seen a ghost.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm alright. I've seen some strange stuff in this life I lead, but this... this is something else. Can't say I've seen a ghost, but I sure as hell believe I just heard from one. Who the hell is this Hollywood character? I would have figured he'd be fooling me, but the gut is saying he ain't. Oh, looks like this night's about to get a lot more wild. Be careful what you wish for, I guess.
Topsy.
There was something real strange about that phone call. Call me crazy, but I don't think I'm gonna come out alive if I go what he's asking. Then again, I ain't gonna be lasting another day if I don't. Got myself into a real rock and a hard place situation. What's a dick to do? I'm supposed to make my way down to the pier, but I'm thinking otherwise. That Hollywood fella got a real big ego on him. Wouldn't suit him well to be hanging around the shipyards. I've dealt with his lot before, and they let on a lot more than they think. A fella like this sold up in one of them penthouse suites uptown. I know just the one, too. It's gotta be that old Sedgwick Hotel. I had a few of my more upscale clients operate out of there. I get the feeling I'm gonna get the jump on that Hollywood character and introduce him to a little bit of my own business. You hear that, Hollywood? Dirk Tracy, number one private eye, is on the case, pal. Little bit of sweet talking at the front desk got me the keys to the penthouse suite. Looks like Hollywood is indeed here at the Sedgwick. Got himself a bit of an alias, too. Sending up his time on the name Dirksen. Seems to me this cat ain't all he's cracked up to be. Just a lot of silver screens, smoke, and mirrors. Making this all so easy. Almost too easy. Awfully quiet in here. Can't be letting my guard down, though, and get ahead of myself. So long as I keep my wits about me, should be back at Jimmy's before last call.
Hollywood. Oh, Tracy. Always trying to be like that Sherlock Holmes character. You know I played the role of Moriarty? Learned a thing or two from that. And that is to always stay one step ahead of your prey. All the time you thought you were hunting me down, you are the hunted, Tracy. You are. You and I both know I wouldn't be caught dead at the pier. I don't need to be getting fish guts on my new shoes. And here you are, stepping right into the trap. Like an unsuspecting, stupid little rabbit. Such a shame it has come to this. I thought we could have been partners. Or at the very least, I saw potential in you. To use you. Manipulate you. All to further my plans to destroy Dirk Bergante and rule over the multiverses. You, Tracy. Not afraid to take another's life, to destroy another man, all for the sake of justice. Is your brand of justice really all that different from Joe Schmo on the street? One way or another, I could use someone like you, a cold-blooded killer. Deep down, you know who you are. You see, I have a minor problem. There's some other Dirks that just refuse to lay down and die. I need more power to take on Dirk Bergante, and so long as these cretins exist, I'm not yet at full strength. You would have been the perfect fit to fix this situation, a pawn to get their hands dirty, because I sure as hell ain't getting any blood on me. This could have turned out oh so well, but you just gotta be one stubborn SOB. I should have known better. But all that aside, whether I take you in or whether I take you out, Hollywood is coming out on top. Now if you'll excuse me.
I got something to attend to. Wrong move coming face to face, pal. You said it yourself. I ain't afraid to get some blood on my mitts. No! No! This wasn't supposed to happen! Damn you, Tracy. My plan! You were supposed to take them out. I'm not gonna let this happen. I won't let this fall apart. Not because of some two-bit halfwit like you. You and your stupid tie. Wait. The contingency plan. Always one step ahead. Don't think this is the last you'll see of me, Tracy. I'm not through with you, but I will be real soon. These dreams I've been having, it's all real. They ain't no joke. These fellas I've seen, that I've been, they're flesh and blood like me. Things are about to get real hairy. I'm stuck in a near-them situation, except they are me. Better not sit around here and feel sorry for myself. Do what Dick Tracy does and find my way out of a real sticky situation.